Vermont Community Foundation President Stuart Comstock Gay says the morning after Irene, VCF's phone didn't stop ringing.
We sat down as a whole staff and said, look, set aside all the other projects you're working on right now. We're focused on this for as long as we need to.
VCF is an umbrella organization for 600 mini-foundations. After Irene, it set up five new funds to meet some of the unique needs following the flood, including helping mobile homeowners and the Vermont Red Cross, along with distributing the more than $1 million raised by a benefit concert by Phish. The VCF funds were donated to groups that were already set up to do social service work or to new groups set up after Irene. They went to arts and recreational groups, food pantries, churches, a hospice, a boys and girls club, a school, and even a state agency, the Agency of Agriculture.
There are so many organizations touched in one way or another, and both needing help to keep going, but also looking for help to help others.
Comstock Gay says Irene showed the Vermont Community Foundation how nimble it can be.
This is the first instance where we've moved the entire organization toward one issue for half a year plus. And it taught us that it's something we can do, that we're mature enough as an organization now that we can really move ourselves to issues and move resources. And I think it's opened up our eyes to the role we can be playing going forward.
Comstock Gay says VCF did not use any of the funds it raised for Irene to support itself. He says all of the funds raised went to the community because that seemed the right thing to do. For VPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.